good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is Hills DDA, aka 509 Reasons. We're back in the hood. We're back with another one. We got a special guest in the building. Yes. With the magic hands. I like how you just magically appear with the magic hands. Like, there we go.
Yes, so you know it's real. That's funny.
That's facts. What's good? How you doing, though?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We're good. We're managing. Appreciate you taking the time out to join us on the podcast. You know,
thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Of course.
You know, I'm nervous because I ain't never done this before. So
you ain't giving nervous energy right now. Maybe the giggles kind of give it off a little bit.
It is. I'm ready though.
But it's all good. We're gonna see how long you be giggling because I know you be keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I try to. I definitely try to.
We respect it. We love
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's too real. And then everybody be mad at me. But we'll see how you feel about me at the end.
I ain't gonna be mad at you. That's for the other people to manage, you feel me? Because I'm kind of like you. I tell it how it is, and if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, it is what it is.
Let's get into it.
So one of the big things right now that a lot of people aren't really taking heed to is these podcasts. And let me be more specific. When I say these podcasts, are you familiar with the types of like a Derrick Jackson or Ace Metaphor?
So who?
Ace Metaphor.
I know the Derrick guy. I don't know that one.
Okay, so Ace Metaphor, he's like a podcaster. Mm-hmm. And he has this tour that's called Tonight's Conversation. So they pretty much go around the country. They're on tour and they have like a panel of people on stage.
Oh, I think that is so corny.
Yeah.
Because why are you going to see these niggas? Ain't nobody dancing. Ain't nobody singing. What is the talent?
I don't know. But actually, there is a talent. Whether you like that talent or not, there's a talent. So what they have in the same connection with Derrick Jackson is the fact that these people, they have these conversations that pretty much cater to women's feelings and emotions when it comes to relationships. Mm-hmm. Perfect example, since you know Derrick Jackson. Derrick Jackson was a guy that pretty much said, Queen, you can't do no wrong. It's him. It's always his fault. And that's kind of the energy that they give off. And their main audience are women.
Mm-hmm.
When you first came about, when you first heard about Derrick Jackson, what did you think about that dude?
I'm going to be honest. I think they were cornballs, not just him, but all of them. I'm kind of weirded out by any grown man who's just like sitting in the car on his cell phone. But it's like it's very strategically placed. It's not necessarily the message that's being given. But more like I'm putting myself here physically to be looked at, and I'm going to give you this information as if this information is going to somehow make your life better. It's weird to me. It is weird to me. It has always been weird to me. So when I've seen things like Derrick Jackson, it really didn't do anything for me because I already thought it was weird. It's just about as bad as those guys who get in the camera and they put the phone up like this and then they mouth in the words to all the song.
Yeah.
Doing the eyebrows and all of that. Weird.
Oh.
Strange. Straight up strange.
Yeah, it's different.
Nothing for me.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. I can't say I've never done that.
Don't do it again.
No, but I haven't as a grown man. I have not. You know, it's like we started getting cell phones with cameras in them and they started looking clear and then Vine came along.
I get it. But after a certain point, I gotta wonder why you're doing this all day.
You feel me?
Why are you doing this all day? Who is this for? Is this for me or is this for you?
Well, at this point,
I think it's for you, not for me.
Well, it might be for both. More so for them and then for some for y'all. Because for some reason, if they keep getting interactions, they're gonna keep doing it, right? Yeah.
You're right. There is a market in it. I think I think sometimes those types of things go to fill a need, right? There's got to be some explanation for people. And so if this beautiful man gets on the internet and he explains like it's not me, or I don't have any way to contribute to it, or there's not areas that I need to consider, then of course that, I mean, people are going to feed in that just like any other thing, instead of going to therapy. You know what I mean? Figure out what that shit is. What's driving me? What is why? Why do I need to go and see this man who's touring across the country to go sit in an auditorium with a bunch of other bitches? Okay, let's talk about that. With a bunch of other women to listen to him tell us that we were not wrong. Well, duh, we weren't wrong with the shit. We don't need anybody to tell us that. If there's some kind, like something that's going on internally that it's making you pay $65 to go see a nigga talk about the problems in your life with the niggas that you're choosing, that's crazy.
It's
Need to
a
go to
fine.
therapy.
See, these are things that you could probably say as a woman to another woman, because it's very hard as a guy to, women already are saying, "Yo, you don't tell me what to do or how to feel." And I get it. It's like, how do you as a man tell me or try to put me in my place? So I get that sentiment. So that's why it's like there's a fine line. So when I first heard about this Derrick Jackson dude way back when, this probably had to be like 2016, 17, maybe. This is like YouTube days or whatever. And all he's saying is these things that sound like a fairy tale, And then I remember someone I used to work with that bought his books.
He had books too.
Oh, he had this man had merchandise.
I'm telling you, I missed the whole wave.
You missed the whole way. That's the thing though. And that's the thing. Like I'm telling homegirls, I'm like, yo, this dude, you're saying that we should act more like the guys that he's talking about. You should have a man that does X, Y, and Z. And you could kind of understand that, okay, the X, Y, and Z guy that he's talking about, yeah, that would be ideal. But it's also the fact that he never says nothing wrong to you about what y'all could do. It's always a man's fault. And that's why it's like, this man, he's selling you a dream. It can't always be the man's fault. It could be your fault, it could be his fault, but he's not giving you no type of constructive criticism. He's just talking about how his fellow men are messed up. But yeah, he's the perfect one though. He's the perfect one. And then come to find out he's the man he was saying to avoid in the first place.
Well, it sounds like Derrick Jackson is problematic.
Niggas like Derrick Jackson are
Are
problematic.
problematic.
Yes. But
Yes.
this is the man y'all was listening to, and we kept on trying to tell you, some of my lady friends, that this dude's he's a liar.
Well, once again, Derrick Jackson was preying and playing on the parts of people who need to be seen, felt, and loved. What woman does not want to feel validated in the sense that, yes, you deserve to have somebody who worships the ground you work on, walk on, and you deserve somebody who's going to treat you well and who will create a home with you and who wants to provide for you. Who doesn't want to hear that shit? Like, of course that's what a woman wants, right? Derrick Jackson is problematic because Derrick Jackson was purporting himself to be that kind of man. Not because of necessarily what he was saying. It was he was saying or modeling, I am this embodiment of that type of person, and you should listen to me because I'm doing all these things. And then he had that poor lady at the house who was enduring on his behalf. You know what I mean? So once again, I have to bring it back full circle Niggas is problematic. Derrick Jackson or individuals like him are problematic. It is not necessarily an individual who is feeding into this fantasy, because who does not want those things? He
Sure.
played into a foundational part of who a person is. You know, when we think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, people want to feel connected, loved, cared for, shared, and respected, right? So why not? So it wasn't necessarily the message so much. It was him pretending to be the kind of individual who was living up to that, when in reality he was not. He showed one side of a coin, which I would dare to argue is every other nigga in the world.
Yeah.
Is that we show up with a representative and then we get to know people. You know what I mean? Like,
Sure.
he's just on a macro level.
Yeah, and this is why I have a problem with the internet, especially even though we're doing the podcast thing, at least right here, right? We have a difference in opinion. You have your opinion and you have my opinion. We might not always disagree, agree or disagree, whatever, but there's a difference in opinion. Whereas people like them, they just give you that one side, and that's a problem. You pretty much feeding into the algorithm. This is the stuff that they're looking for, and this is what I'm gonna feed them. I'm not gonna give them any of the other stuff, but I'm gonna give them what sounds good, what feels good.
But
Like
I
I even
kind
had
of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
What I
Tell
was
me
going
what
to
you
say, but that's kind of the problem with media in general, though. It's like
100%.
there's this expectation that media is supposed to be educating. And I know that that's difficult for a lot of people to comprehend that it may not be, because we grew up in a time where media was responsible for educating. You can look at what types of things we had on television growing up. But now, our media is not just about educating. So if you want an education, then you're going to have to go and actually seek out resources and books and information in order to become educated on it. But we have an expectation that the media is still going to be the source to do that.
Facts. Facts.
Like, you can't look and say, well, Derrick Jackson, I mean, he's problematic in and of itself, but Derrick Jackson was selling a product and people were buying the product. He was feeling a need, which was fantasy. Derrick Jackson ain't no different than an OnlyFans model. Like, we're gonna keep it funky. He's the same. You selling a fantasy.
Facts. So it's a terrible situation. It's terrible. Like, if even if you had, like, let's say, for example, you have people like Iyanla. Iyanla is the one, she's talking about relationships or whatever. At least Iyanla is like, because I'm just giving an example, because I don't know her like that. I don't know what I'm saying.
She's problematic as well.
She's problematic as well. Oh,
Absolutely.
shoot. See, I don't know. I don't know. It was just more so me trying to go with the fact that, okay, she could criticize this one and then she could criticize that one. Like, y'all both got problems. That's what I mean in that sense, as opposed to a person just saying only this set of group of people are the problem. It's not you, but it's them. And that's where we have the issue when it comes to these podcasts. And I mean, shit. And we could even talk about doggone, what's the new term? Red pills? The dudes, the red pill dudes. Like, I can't. Some of the stuff they say, in theory, would could sound good, right? Like, hey, whatever a man says, a woman's supposed to do. If I tell her to go make me a sandwich, she better go make me a sandwich because I'm the king here and this isn't that. In theory, that could sound good. But even that, I can't rock with that because those people are creating a false narrative. It's a false reality, I should say. Like, if you say you want something from a woman, what are you providing her, right? Like, you are just telling her to make a sandwich, but are you taking care of her? Does she have to work? Does she still have to work, and does she have to make you a sandwich? You know, shit like that. Are you giving her love, or you just, you know, you get whatever you want from her and you just tell her, be gone, you
I
know?
think you put it in that same category again. These red pillars are another form of the OnlyFans model, because they are literally feeding into a lack, a need that exists. I would argue that, like, I feel sorry for people sorry and annoyed. Let me say that. I feel sorry for them, but mostly annoyed because you could access the information if you wanted it, but it's like a confirmation bias in this, right? Those red pillars are trying to fit a need, the loss of self, the loss of perceived manhood and what that means to society. Like, you could just go down, just keep going down a list of all these things that it could mean for a man, the sense of belonging, the sense of honor and need to feel leadership, all the things that you were told a man was going to have. And they are validating that for you, just like Derek Jackson validates somebody's need to be loved. It is reflective of where we are socially as people, right? Where we can recognize that everybody's needs are not being met across the board, which is, I guess I'm going into a whole nother avenue of that one, but it's all of it. Like, we could be mad about what the media is selling, but the reality is the media is selling to replace what these needs are that people have. And so we can say, yeah, well, they're not offering alternative perspectives. They're not, because they're not selling it to you. You're not the target audience. I am trying to target the lonely boy who's in the basement, who doesn't have a lot of friends, who might be a little bit socially awkward because his parents were fucking weird. Who, you know what I mean? Like, that's who I'm trying to target. The person who spends way too much time alone, has no social skills. So hell yeah, it's going to be difficult for you out in the world. So it's like they are marketing to a very specific subset of people. And unfortunately, we are in a point in society where those are becoming our loudest megaphones.
Do you feel like we are regressing as a society, even with all this technology?
Yeah. People are slow. And I mean
you're putting it so nice.
I found myself in discussion with people just socially and being frustrated, because I'm frustrated at myself, because I can tell by the nature of the conversation where it's heading. And as soon as you bring a counter argument to somebody's argument, the argument changes. No, brother, we're talking about this. We're right here. We're slow. We cannot continue to articulate an argument. If we look at the science behind it, our attention spans aren't even as long as they used to be. No. We are not reading print anymore. People are not being required to think through things anymore. Even the work that we do, and I think about this all the time when I'm doing my paperwork, even the work that we do every single day is so monotonous and adds no fucking value to what is actually being done. No value. We are not thinking to grow anymore. All of our thought is going into autonomies.
Getting fed into the system. AI and all that.
Yeah, like, it's feeding in that, and now we're skipping the part where we had to think about the shit that we were putting together before. And it just spits it out so that we can go and do more shit. Like, we are not getting back to thinking at all.
Yeah, one could argue, and I've said this for a little bit, is the fact that these smartphones are making us dumb.
Yes.
Really are making us dumb. Like you just said, the attention span part is crazy, because I used to be an avid reader of books. You used to go to the book fair and everything as a kid. And now I could barely get through a book. I could probably, if I'm lucky, I could get through a chapter and be like, yo, phone's buzzing. I got an email. I got a text. I got a phone call. I got a notification. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's so hard to unplug. It's nasty out here. People don't know how to socialize for real anymore. Mm-mm. I work in a tech building, and all we do is, like, if you're going through the hallways, everyone's just walking down the hallway with the phone in their hand, just like this. No one's looking at each other. No hello. Obviously, it's not like the South. I'm not expecting it like the South, where everybody's like, "Hello, good morning."
Yeah, I was about to say, now we
it,
talking still.
yeah. And God forbid you come up here and say hello, good morning. Now they're gonna ask what's wrong with you. Like, who are you
That's
asking me about
funny.
my morning? You know, it's such a totally different thing up here in New York. Yeah, so I also feel like society is moving backwards, even with all this technology that's supposed to be a tool for us. It's actually, and I believe by design, making us regress, especially the fact that we're lucky that we're born in a time where we know what life is before a cell phone. We know what life is before streaming, when we have an access to this whole library of movies and music all at one time. Kids are now being born with tablets in their hands. All they're doing is swiping and doggone. Yeah, they're learning A, B's, and C's, but you can't bring a kid to a restaurant and take that tablet out their hand before they start making all types of noise.
No emotional regulation skills.
I mean, and mind you, they're born with this. How does this work when they're 4 or 5? This part I'm interested to see, because I'm looking at babies with these phones in their hands. How are they going to be as toddlers and teenagers? And that's only going to feed into this wanting to be felt and heard when it comes to like people like that have the podcast, like the Red Pillars, these people that's doing the relationship things, all of the things that are keeping people in their own lane, that's going to keep people single, keep people hating each other. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it these days. Just move
I feel
backwards.
you. I feel you. Sometimes I think that I feel like we would be better off if we turned it off, like literally, like collectively. It was just like, all right, we tried it.
That'd be great.
We're gonna have to turn this shit off, because right now it's, because I just think it leads to so much. I don't think I ever thought of a day where I felt like we need to be less connected. We need some separation here,
Yeah.
which sounds crazy.
Like, yeah, facts. Like, if something was to go down today and someone's like, yo, the internet don't work no more. There's no more Instagram, TikTok, whatever. I think I'd be annoyed by it, but in the week I'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd stay home first, because there's gonna be some people killing themselves, like straight up. Like,
Well, I
I
mean,
can see people going straight off the cliff. You get the internet is gone.
well, I would hope that they would contain that to themselves and not try to take us with them. Shoot.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm gonna stay home, because you know somebody, that's always one. They
I
want to
want
take
to be
everybody with them.
outside. I want to be
Yeah.
outside when if the internet go out, shit.
Well, you could go out in a week.
We
Read them
already.
books you may have been reading.
I'm gonna be restless in the crib. I need to look at nature or something. I need to look at birds and squirrels.
But you've done it before.
Yeah, with the phone in my hand, so that don't count for real.
Right, so you just do it backwards. It's time without the phone.
Okay. Yeah, we done big through COVID. We trying
Yeah.
to stay at the house now, so I don't know. But I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the internet, man. It's sad out here.
You know what I thought about the other day? Not to stay on
Go for it.
topic.
Go
I
for it.
thought about when I had a pen pal. The internet took our ability away for pen pals. Like,
You
you
talking
remember?
about you talking
Like,
about paper?
paper, pen, me and this girl, I think she lived somewhere in Italy. I'd have to go back and look, because I saved the stamps as a kid.
Oh,
But we
wow.
would write back and forth to each other. And at some point, we stopped. How do we get connected?
Yeah.
There was some kind of a child, also would never be able to do this shit again. It was a kid's book. And in
Okay.
it was like, if you want a pen pal, you could sign up through the program, right? And you just send a little letter in, and they would assign you a pen pal, and y'all would just start exchanging. You would never be able to do that shit now.
What?
But that's essentially what we did. And I had this pen pal. And I learned about her and she learned about me. And but now, you know, that you have TikTok, you don't need a pen pal, because I can see what they're doing in Japan and I can see what they're doing over here. And I guess now that I say that, it's like seeing, and the way we have media today, it feels like you know people more because of how much they show you. But really being able to connect and being a true global citizen, I feel like being a pen pal was much better.
Most definitely. I mean, you still don't actually connect. This is just like you said, you get to see people's lives, but you don't actually get to know that person personally. Mm-hmm. Or the even exchange of they get to know you, you get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's different, though. I don't
know. Because social media is about being perceived.
Yes, highlight reel.
Mm-hmm. Versus a letter. Now, of course, a person is going to write you the highlights, but I feel like letter writing is more honest.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so.
How I don't do, want how somebody to write me a letter.
You want someone to write you a letter?
Yeah. We need to bring letter writing back. It's a lot of shit we need to bring back.
I don't know. How much stamps cost nowadays?
Less than a cell phone plan.
I guess you're going to be writing once a month, shoot.
Ain't that how you used to get your letters back in the day?
Yo, but stamps is up now.
Oh, my gosh.
Stamps is up now.
Listen, back in, oh, first of all, if it was 18-something, neither one of us was writing and sending letters. So, let's see, 1937.
Oh, Lord.
No, but listen, you would send a letter to somebody back in the olden days, and you would have to wait 3 months for a response.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Right? I can't even imagine liking a nigga that long. If I got to wait 3 months for your letter,
right?
I might have found some other fella. Found another fella in 3 months.
I bet she talked to another nigga. It's been,
oh my gosh,
it's been 2 months. I ain't heard from her.
Right. Yeah, think about that. Think about that. Oh.
Not knowing the postman just probably went through a storm, so your letter's just kind of delayed. You know, it's Oregon Trail type shit going on. And you already moved on.
You know what? Probably a lot of relationships ended like that, and a lot of them started because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, imagine.
Yo.
You ain't heard from your man, and you thought he died in the water, so you and we got married.
Mm.
And Joe come back.
Mm.
They need to make a film about that.
I think they have.
What is it called?
Oh no, I'm gonna look it up. I'm pretty sure there's been a few.
Oh my goodness.
There's a movie that came out last year.
Oh man.
Yes, there's a movie that came out last year. Yes, because I was supposed to. We were looking at me and my girl were looking at some movies to watch, and that movie came out last year. I don't know the name of it, but there's a movie like that.
Ooh, anywho, we talked a lot about that. What else you want to talk about?
No, it's all good. Shit, speaking on social media, how do you feel based off of talking about highlights and stuff? How do you feel about being in on a relationship in the social media day and age, as far as like the amount of information you share, like whatever that be, like pictures, posts and stuff like that? How do you feel about that?
I am, me personally, I am very private.
Mm.
So just looking at my social media, I have been in and out of things.
Right?
There's no reflection of what I've been in and out of. And that's for a reason, though, because I don't want to be attached to anybody that I might think is a mistake letter. But I think
a mistake letter is crazy. What?
It's like, uh-oh. Sometimes it'd be your future ex-baby daddy and you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. But I don't know. I think that I personally believe people overshare. I personally feel offended when they share so much and then don't tell me why it ended. Yeah. Don't put all the pictures up there. Don't tell me about the vacations. Do not put me in the middle of y'all took photo shoots.
You feel me?
And then gonna leave me out when y'all break up.
You feel me?
Why y'all beefing?
I
Who
say
followed who
that.
first? I
You
want to
feel
know what's
me?
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, put me back in the middle.
You feel me? Like you brought us here.
You brought
Like,
me here.
yeah, like you know, threw it all on our faces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Not
bitch, don't ask for privacy now.
you feel
Don't
me?
ask for privacy now. We're here together. So I personally think people need to keep their business off the internet. But if you're gonna put it on the internet, don't start shielding no parts. Clue us in.
You
I
feel
think
me?
that's if you, because you have been nauseating throughout the whole thing. You haven't given anybody a choice to clue out or anything. You know what I mean? Like you forced us to be a part of this. Every time you had a vacation, you wanted y'all had a Valentine's Day, you done gave us all the flowers we know. So now that y'all broke up, I need to know what happened.
You feel me?
I want to know who do I need to be mad at?
Real
Like,
talk. If
yeah.
And mind you, it's not a thing on our side. Because if anything, some of us is just like, man, we chose whatever. And then some of us might be guarded because, like, maybe some fellas might have their own situation going on. Let me just put it that way. But every time you get a flower, you need to be online. Every time you get a little smoothie, you need to be online. And then, doing a little selfie thing. My man, my man, my man. Hey, listen, I appreciate how much you love me.
Yeah.
But, some things we could just keep that to ourselves. It don't need to be out there.
I agree.
The best
I
way I'd be
agree.
saying it, I'd be like, yo, some people are praying for you, and some people are praying on you.
Yeah,
I believe in that energy.
absolutely. I agree. Also, I think it could just be annoying. You know what I'm saying? And it's also like, who is it for? Is this for me?
Oh, this part.
Is this
This
for me or
part.
is this for you?
This part.
You know what I mean? Because I think about what was that couple's name? Oh, they done separated. Now they in different houses.
The light-skinned dude in
Christy
the
and Desmond. Christy and Desmond.
okay.
It's Chris. Yeah, I think that's their name, right?
I heard of them, I
I think
don't
that's their
know
name,
them.
Christy and Desmond.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like we were very much a part of the whole relationship, and then we just broke up. And I know he cheated. I know, but I need to know more than that. I feel
Yeah.
like nobody told us enough. Y'all put us right in the middle of all of this. You gave us all the love, all the time. Fake cakes, fake, fake. Everything was fake, fake, fake. Doing
Man.
cartwheels around the house. He was so in love with
Man.
his family. You know what I mean? So in love. Oh my gosh, I love my wife and my boys, and look at all these things that I'm providing. And then it
Yeah.
ends in that way. And so I'm just like, who is it for? So once again, I'm just gonna come back to this for a full circle moment. Hey, maybe we should get off the internet and go to therapy.
Yeah.
Like, talk to somebody. Go see about them people and see what they say.
Yeah. But the thing is too, why you saying all that as far as like the fake kick, fake this, fake that. Y'all done set up the whole camera.
Are you
This
weirded
how
by
I
that
think.
too?
That's how I think. So y'all done set up a whole camera and just happens to be like, oh, she just surprised me. Oh my God, I can't believe this. I was not ready. The camera just happened to be set up in the right place, the right time, nice lighting.
Listen, that's the same shit I said about this woman who had this pregnancy video where she had just had her baby. And she was like showing herself getting out of the bed in the morning time and then
Really?
walking to the shower and then in the kitchen doing bottles. And I'm like, bitch, you had to be up at least an hour beforehand because I don't know nobody crawling out the bed for no crying baby. And they done set up a little ring camera, a ring light over here, the camera here. That shit's weird to me. That's what I'm saying. That social media is bringing out some of the weirdest parts of us that I myself cannot explain. I just don't know what is happening. Because why?
Likes,
But
reposts.
why?
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. I don't know. Like,
At
why?
least with the Sims game, you can make them do what you want them to do. But in this one, it's like it's voyeurism. You are literally sitting, staring into people's lives.
Yeah. set up the camera, go through the act. I don't like how that. I don't like the lighting on this. Like, can we do it again?
Right.
And you gotta,
And the
make
fact
sure you got the
that
same
they keep
energy.
doing it and nobody's questioning it.
Is that part though? That's the part. That's the part too. Y'all just
Nobody's
y'all like
questioning
this.
it.
Y'all like this. And what bugs me about, things like that as well is the fact that like after these couples post that video, oh, I can't, I pray love like this finds me.
Also, and then
You
the love like this, what? It's like
feel me?
4 weeks later, TMZ shot you kissing a blonde at a restaurant. Like, that's how it rolls. Like,
Yo.
that's the love that you want to find you.
No, but the problem is when you talk about this is the love, I want this love to find me, this is not even real.
No, it's fake. It's make believe.
Staged. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's the
Oh my
problem.
gosh. I think it was better when the talent was the talent and the people were the people. Okay?
Yeah.
Because you know what? We can watch Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta fall in love in Greece, and we can be like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. It's aspirational. And then you don't have to find out that either one of them are trash human beings on the back end and ruin the fantasy.
True.
I will give me my fantasy back and just let me be able to escape to fantasy. So that I and then come back to the real world, because right now it's too much of this. It's too intertwined.
Is.
The fantasy is the day to day. You think you're supposed to live like that. And sometimes when I was younger, I found myself getting caught up in the idea, this idea of trying to live a life of what you thought it was supposed to look like versus living your life and actually being a part of it. And so it's just like all of this is weird. We have this hyper voyeurism, like I'm not gonna make any money, so I'm just gonna watch rich people live their lives. Who aren't really living their lives if they have to set up a fucking camera for you. You know what I mean? Like that's strange. I don't know where I'm going. Yeah.
You hitting on something. No, I think you think a little bit differently than some of the women I know. Because you really think on another level.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna take that as a compliment, even though it came
Is.
with a backhanded non-compliment for the
My
other
bad, my
ladies.
bad, my bad. Well, as long as it ain't you, right? No, because some that's why I always try not to generalize. Because those who get it, and those who don't, those are the
That's
ones that
true.
be falling for it. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody trying to diss it, just it is what it is. It's like you can't be talking about you pray for love like this. Like even doggone, shoot, even the one chick that had went to Africa with the white guy,
Oh, that poor girl, Ashley.
yeah. And was like, oh, go get your coins, girl. That's your man. Da-da-da. Next thing you see a video of this man running through the place naked, chasing her on camera. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I try not to. I see things at a face value. I try not to think too deep into it. There are authentic videos online, and then there's the videos that just look staged. It's like, you know what I'm saying? People are getting fooled thinking like, oh, this is what perfection is supposed to look like. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship. There's nothing perfect, whether that's boyfriend, girlfriend, friendships, families. There's no such
Correct.
thing as perfection. You know what I'm saying?
Correct,
So
correct, correct.
when I see something that just like looks too good to be true, I'm just gonna treat it as is. I could just look at it as face value, but not look too deep into it.
I think it what helps me to be able to think about some of those things is like my clinical training. Like it's I've worked with the CEOs, I've worked with people who are living less than paycheck to paycheck, you know what I mean? Like, and all in
Yeah.
between. And what you find is it doesn't matter what has been portrayed on the outset, who they say they are, or whatever the case may be. People are people. It don't matter if you got a pocket full of money or no money. People are people. at, you know, at his core. And so though people go on the internet and they show all the wonderful pieces of their life, the reality is that no matter how wonderful your shit is, something is breaking you down internally by yourself. You're thinking about that thing by yourself. You're carrying by yourself. And so that's why I think it's all bullshit. So when I see the Derrick Jacksons and they're, you know, like sitting in the phone, I mean, sitting in the car on the phone recording video after video after video after video, like, who is this for, bud? Is this cognitive dissonance right here in our face? Like, who is this for?
Is while this for his wife you? Is in the crib.
Right, like, are you making these videos about being this aspirational man because you get to pretend to be this individual when in reality you are not that? Is that the need that it's serving? And so that's why I'm always like, all this shit is pretend. All of it. Mm-hmm. Every piece of it is pretend. Like, if you got to do this part right here and then go live on it, that shit's for pretend. Mm. That's not you living life. That's not you being a part of it. That's you. Everybody wants to be famous in one way or another, some way, somehow, or to get some type of social validation and whatever the case may be. And now we just allow people to do it on a much bigger scale.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Mm-hmm. And I know my boy had shared something with me earlier about this dude that screams. Are you familiar with Adrian Broner? He used to be a boxer.
Yes. I used to love watching him box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he streams now. And on this particular stream, this clip I saw, he ends up linking up with a former basketball player, Big Baby Davis. And he was telling him, yo, you can make money on streaming. You should get on Kick. You should get on streaming. And then he proceeds to show Big Baby how much he made in his first month of streaming. And Big Baby's like, yo, are you serious? I'm saying all that to say, when my boy shared that video with me, I was like, this is a gift and a curse. And then he was asking me, what do you mean it's a gift and curse? Is it because of the content? It's like, nah, it's more so the fact that, like, people are actually spending hours on end looking into other people's lives, whether that's an actual real life or not, like staged. They're so focused on what people are doing as rich people, or shooting. Some of the streamers are not even rich. They're just like, there's a homeless dude that was streaming. You know what I'm saying? And we're so fascinated hours on end inside of people's lives, we're kind of forgetting how to live our own life, whether to be productive or even to build on our own social circumstances. Because we're so focused on, this is how rich people live. Oh, shoot. This is what they do on a daily. Yo, look at how many girls he could pick up. Oh, she's sleeping with everybody. You know, living in that fantasy world.
You know what? I would take it a little bit further than that. I would say that you have all these people paying to see someone debase themselves, whether it's happening, whether he is intentionally doing it. He's doing a Paris Hilton and Nikki Richie style where we pretending to be dumb as fuck, or if this is really us watching this man's demise, which I think it's a combination of both. But what I find problematic about it is that what we're not recognizing is that it's heroin. You know what I mean? It's another form of escapism.
Yes, 100%.
Like, I am escaping from my own life. And I think you can get two things from streaming, especially in the case of like Adrian Broner. One is, okay, then I can see how I'm supposed to be as an individual, how I'm supposed to act. So I'm learning socially what's appropriate, how I'm supposed to be, right? As a guy, right? And this is how I interact with women. That's one way we can look at it. And then we can also look at it from the other side of, oh, I get to look at this man and I can judge him for all that he is. So one is an aspiration, another one is based on a judgment. And both of them he's feeding into at the same time. So yeah, he's going to pull out this big wad of money. But when we think about it, once again, neither one of them are living because he's going to have to continue to debase himself in order for him to bring in those types of funds. And you, person on the other side of the screen, are going to have to continue to forfeit moments of your life, whether you spending that time judging him or wishing you were him. Either way, you're not living your own life. You know what I mean? Like, you're not making the money. Your situation is not getting any better. So we could all sit at home and talk shit about AD or AB because he's not doing anything but debasing himself, but we also don't have his money. You know what I mean? It's a double-edged sword.
You hit hard on that one with the fact that, like, so some people are learning how, or let's say, for example, kids watching people stream. You thinking, oh, this is normal behavior. I could talk to a person just like this.
And it's cool.
Yeah, he could do it, I can't do it. And then you got a lot of kids who are aspiring to be streamers. Like I'm happy with, I'm glad people are able to make a living. And then there's the damn, y'all don't have bigger aspirations than this streaming. What's going to happen when you try to do the streaming thing and this shit don't take off? Or let's say it do take off, and then the day that people just stop listening to you. Now, do you feel, are you going to feel like a void in your life because people are not watching you? You know what I mean? Like I could tell you during COVID, there was a lady who was doing content and she got sick. So she was not able to do content like she wanted to. And she felt so terrible. She got sicker because she could not deliver the content. Not worried about her whole family. She got a husband and kids, but she worried about the people who are not receiving the content right now because she's sick. You know what I'm saying?
I think that goes though to reflect a different, a separate issue though. And that separate issue is like we're thinking about the kids and they aspire to be these streamers. Well, the reason they're aspiring to be those streamers is because that's how you make a living, right? Like if we really think about it. How do people make money? Well, how do I make money to be able to buy a house and be able to do fun things and to have a nice car? Back in the day, you could work, our parents, my dad's got a pension for a company that he worked at part-time for like 15 years, slanging a few boxes. And I'm talking about that's not even nice. You don't have that anymore. So people, there was a time where people were okay being regular. But you can't afford to be regular anymore. Like you literally cannot afford it. So it's just like it's the, little Johnny better learn how to, he better have a bomb ass jumper or he better be able to shoot three pointers from out across the gym. Like it is, we're at a point where that is the avenue to be able to make it. And I think as time has progressed, you see that in every generation that something becomes the avenue. But with the internet, it is something that is highly accessible to most people. The only thing you need is an internet connection, right? And so that's an easy way to make money. But as most people learn, in order to get into it and do it, you really got to work at it. So if you're going to be a bum, you're going to be a bum anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
That's
not,
a
but I
fact.
think that's why you have people turning towards it, just like the podcast. If I do a podcast, I can get on, and then it's going to be, you know what I mean? That's just what people perception.
True. And but I also, now I also think that people don't understand the what comes behind all of it. Like that means you need to have that phone in your hand 24/7. Your phone needs to be continuously charged. You know what I'm saying? There's all these different things that come into play. It looks good because all you're thinking is like, oh, they're at a party, they're having a good old time. But no, that phone gotta be in your face every day. It's gonna be a time where you need that, you need a break.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that affects people mentally. Now, when you don't have the phone, do you feel inadequate? Do you feel like, oh, I need a break. This is too much. You know what I'm saying? I don't think those people take that into consideration.
No, but that's because like I just feel like life has us all on autopilot. And so unless you are intentional about unplugging and getting out the system, and I'm not saying getting off the grid and now we get ready to what's it, we're part of the sovereign nation. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying what I am saying is like we unless we are being intentional about taking ourselves out of the rat race, off of the rat wheel, being aware, because it's like a level of awareness that comes with it. I remember in grad school, one of my professors said to us that introspection is a privilege. And like, you really think about it, like, let's talk about just how we were talking about you and I about work. And how work in itself takes our ability away to even create because we have to focus on the other. So just the idea that you and I have the privilege to sit back and think about our lives and reflect on that is a privilege to be able to do. Because most people don't even get to think about what the shit that's happening to and around them. They're not even aware. They're just running through and living day to day because it's their normal. I don't know. Things to
Shoot.
think of.
I wonder if that could be a gift on its own, though. The fact that you don't even think that hard. You just do it with no cares in the world.
Because they say ignorance is bliss, right?
Yeah.
I think about that sometimes. I
Yeah.
really do. Like the I hate that I know so much, and that's not to say I'm the smartest gal in the
Woo.
world, but I hate that I know what I know. Like when I, when we talk about divesting from things, I'm like, if people, like if you was really, truly, really, truly thinking about true divestment, I need you to understand what you're giving up. Be ready to give up everything because
Yeah.
everything. I'm at a point in my life, and this is gonna sound so fucked up, but sometimes I be wanting to not know shit. I be actively not seeking out the information to know because now that I know, what am I going to have to do with said
Yeah.
information? Which makes me feel like a white woman.
I didn't see that coming, but
I do. I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah,
I get it, Betty.
come on, Becky.
it. Fuck.
Garrett. That's crazy. Yo, I didn't yeah. I
I get
constantly
it.
think of that. Constantly think of that. I believe I started being receptive to information outside of the typical norms right after high school when I joined Black Student Union in college and started receiving all this information that how come I didn't know this before? Or politics or just I'm what you would call woke, what the original definition of what woke is. Right after high school, I started seeing things a whole lot differently. Social, politics, the world in general. And I thought about it the other day as far as like knowing this amount of information is a gift and a curse. And I had to kind of like take the curse part out of my head. Because it's exactly what you just said as far as like once you have the information, what do you do with it? You can't just unlearn it. You can't take it out.
I can't unknow it now.
Yeah, and at times it does become a burden.
Because my
But
phone right now, fuck it up.
yeah.
I need a new phone and I be thinking about them kids in the cobalt mines. Okay, I'm like, damn.
See?
Is there a duty free mine? One where they treat the people good? Like, damn.
So man, well, the thing is too, it's like once you get rid of the phone, now what else inside your house you got to get rid of?
Correct. Exactly. And that's why I don't want to know nothing else. You know, I feel like part of the problem with the world as a whole, when we think about the internet, and this is me putting my tin hat on. Okay, I got my tin hat on. The problem that I have right now is we know too much. There is an information overload. So even the shit
Hold
that
up,
we
hold up.
could
Stop
be,
now. When you say
okay,
we who?
the world, anybody who has access to the internet, know too much. Now, I'm not saying everything that we have access to is worth knowing. I'm not saying all the information is valuable, but I am saying we know too much. The brain was never meant to process all of the shit that we're processing every single day.
I see
We
what you're
have the capacity to it to do it, but we were never supposed to, because think about how fast we move on from shit that's awful. And we don't have a choice but to move on, because the next thing we heard is awful. And all we hear is awful shit. So not only am I aware about all the awful shit happening in the Western Hemisphere, I am now also aware of all the shit that's happening in the Eastern Hemisphere. And I can't do shit about none of these things, because I am thinking about all of them simultaneously. And we are all responsible for fixing them simultaneously. Where if, oh my God, who am I becoming? Oh, but do you see what I'm saying? Like, how do we fix what's happening to us when the next bad thing is just a click away? Like, I'm thinking about the fact that there's people under the bridge here in my own community who cannot eat, and I'm also can't stop thinking about the kids being killed in Gaza, and I also can't stop thinking about them kids in the coal mines or the mines down in Africa, and I can't stop thinking about that Haiti was decimated by fucking storms, and Jamaica was decimated by storms, and that the people keep getting killed in South America, and that all the ice caps are fucking melting at the same time, and it might be aliens too. And it's just like, and how do you solve any of that if we know about all of it at one time? There's no way to climb that mountain. We gotta shut the internet off and focus on some shit at home, so that right here on, listen, everybody in the line, I need y'all to take care of this line. I need you to take care of this line, and I need you to take care of this line, because right now this is us. We can't take care of none of this. That's all right. Hold on. Hat off. Hat off. I'm gonna take the tin hat off.
All the things that I'm thinking about separately, you just put it all in one place right now. So like my mind is like on overload right now. But
That's what exactly. That's what I'm saying. The brain is on overload. We have an insurmountable problems to solve, and all we receive every single day is a new problem. Every day. And new problems have always existed. But at least we had the capacity to start solving some of them, because we weren't constantly being inundated with problems. That's all I'm saying.
You sure
Tin
that's
hat
it?
off. Yeah, tin hat
That's
off.
all you say?
Yeah, I think somebody could elaborate. That's all I'm gonna say on it.
Because you said a lot,
I know, I
but
know,
it's
I
true.
know. I'm gonna take the, I don't know.
I don't know either, because I could add on to it, but what's the point? I think you said enough already.
My bad, I'm a little loquacious.
No, because I'm on the same time. I can't. I don't even want to tell you the little session I went through yesterday.
I want to hear it.
Okay, I'll talk just a little bit.
Okay.
I was just doing research on like bread, what bread is healthy to eat. You know what I'm saying? And while you're looking at which bread is healthy to eat, you see that a lot of breads are affected by when they're being cultivated. Monsanto is doing the, what is it, fertilizer or whatever to make sure that the crop doesn't die.
I'm
But at the
familiar
same
with whatever it
time,
is. Yeah.
but at the same time, it's not healthy for you, right? So all right, let's get past the fact that this bread are full of chemicals on it, forever chemicals. And then when you, let's say later on in the day, you have a headache, you go in the cabinet, and get you some aspirin made by Bayer. Monsanto is owned by Bayer as well. So the same shit that probably give you a headache earlier, you're gonna go take a medicine to and
You
then
know too much.
you
You
feel
know
me?
too much.
And then I actually looked at, I had a headache yesterday, and I just said, fuck it, let me look at the label real quick. You have a risk of, tearing the stomach liner, your insides. You might get some internal bleeding, or you might have, there's a chance of having a stroke. Mind you, people on the regular, like, I got a headache, I need some pills. You got some aspirin, you got some Tylenol, whatever. It's this sickle cycle. See, like, we're talking about Medicare now, right? Or health. Same food that we're eating, it's making us sick. It's making us go to the hospital. Can't afford the hospital. Now we're gonna work forever to pay off these medical bills just to be well enough to be okay again and get sick all over again.
You
Go back
mean
to the
well enough to
hospital.
go back to work?
Work just for a little bit. Just for a little bit, because it doesn't actually cure the actual disease. It just makes you good enough to work. And then there's that cycle. And this is what I'm saying about as far as like being woke and understanding, like, these people really don't give a fuck about us. At the end of the day, it's the fact that, like, they're making money on each side. They make money for the food that's making us sick. They're making money in the hospital that only gets you well enough just to feel good. You know what I'm saying? It's just that sick cycle.
When you start to realize how much is connected, like I remember being a little girl and just being super proud of the place that we live in. Like, America's so great. Oh my
Oh
God.
man, I pledge
I
allegiance.
love it. Right. I pledge allegiance to the flag, deep into that shit, and meant it.
Proudly.
Proudly and meant it. And then it's like the older I got, and then I start reading. That's why I say, if you they used to tell us, you wanted to keep something away from a nigga, put in a book. Well, the niggas got a hold of the books. I think it's the whites who don't have them now, but that's on a whole nother subject. Anywho, but I remember reading about the counterintelligence program or COINTELPRO.
COINTELPRO. Come on now.
Yes. I remember reading about it and thinking to myself, wow, what great lengths people will go through or go to disenfranchise other people. I wouldn't have thought something like that was real. And here it is, a part of our own history in this country. You know, we don't put it on the same level of espionage when we think about what the KGB, you know, we sensationalize stuff like that. But when we think about what they were truly doing to black leaders in our community, there's no way that shit's not happening now. You know? Like, and how do we get, I guess the way we get around it is people don't know that it even happened in the first place. I don't know. I went on a tangent there. I was just thinking about it. It's just I don't know.
And you could also argue that people do know, and it's like, well, what are we gonna do about it now? So, whatever.
Ignorance is bliss. I think Black Ice said it. He was a poet on Death Poetry Jam. Ignorance is bliss, and niggas love this. And I get it. Because once you know, what do you do with that information? And I think about that all the time. Like, we think about activism. I used to be, oh, let's go and protest. Let me help you make posters. Let me do the phone calls. I was very deep into that. And now, as I've aged, I still think those things are important, but I've had people question me, well, what are you offering now? You know, what am I doing now? It's like, well, shit, I know that all these subversive things are happening in the world, but right now, what I do is I do therapy for people. And so it may not seem like I'm adding anything of value, but I'm keeping niggas from killing themselves. So, one more nigga for the fight. You know what I mean? Like, but it's just, you know, when you think about it, like, what do we do? What do you do?
Yeah, continue doing the things on the smaller scale, like you said, you are doing something. You are keeping a person alive. You are keeping a person sane, and you're keeping a person that is ready for the fight in whichever
Right.
way that is,
Healing the community, you
which is
know, but
which needs healing. It's very important.
right. You know what? I think we got to make this a PSA because you got a podcast, and so I don't want this moment to pass us by that everybody has a role in this fight. And not to minimize a role because that role is not. You know, not all roles are picket signs and marching. You have your anarchists who gotta blow shit up. They have to. That's their role. You have your thinkers who need to think and navigate and provide knowledge and understand systems. So we don't dismiss your schoolboys and your schoolgirls because you need them because they know your enemy. Right? Like you need your healers, you need the people who don't have any who don't know what to do but follow. You need your foot soldiers. You need the people who are going to nurse the community back to health. You need the cooks who are going to feed us. You need the farmers who are going to feed us. Like everybody has a role to play in this. And I think we've got to stop expecting everybody to look the same. That's the problem right now. It's like they want everybody to be outside marching. And there's truth to that. But it's like also you need somebody to plan the march. You need somebody who's going to know the science behind keeping y'all safe. You need somebody, you know what I mean? Like we need all these things. And so not to minimize them and to be open to what other gifts that people can bring. Because I mean, at this point, like where the fuck are we going without it? Like where are we
Yo,
with it?
you said that so eloquently. It's
Thank
very
you.
true. Yeah, most definitely. And that's the thing. As long as we can kind of, what we also need to do is just like get out of our own ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be, I need to be the leader, this and that. It's just once we all can get on the same page,
Right.
because
Yeah.
people are actively, that's part of that COINTELPRO amongst so much more programming. We are so divided. I understand that we all are not a monolith, but
We are.
knowing to, we just need to know common ground. What is the goal? What is it that we're fighting for? And
Right.
just get on that same page. Do your part, whatever role that it is, and we could really shut some shit down.
Yeah, and also clarifying that when we rooting for everybody black, which one of them niggas we not rooting for? Sorry. We need to
Amen.
say that
Listen,
too. That's a
come on
whole
now.
nother topic.
Nah, I'm with it. If there's one thing I don't rock with no coonery.
Neither. And I'm like,
No.
look at you over there tap dancing.
Those are the ones I dislike the most. The
Right,
most.
they gave you a little suit and a bow tie. Look at you.
I dislike that dude, them little ass teeth, Tim Scott, South Carolina.
Yes, he's with that blockhead. So I don't know. Tim Scott, what was that other one? What's his name? Byron? Is it
Oh,
Byron?
Byron Donald's out of Florida, the
Out of
Jamaican dude.
Florida. Is he Jamaican?
Jamaican, he don't forgot where he came from.
Oh, I
And
don't know.
he
On the
and and mind you, that the part that people don't know, I found out last year, that man got in trouble for some stuff. Like this man, like he got a second chance. You know what I'm saying? So he was in real deal trouble with the law, and he got himself a second chance. But yet, he want to look down on other people and talk, kind of on that get it by the bootstrap type energy. Got
Like
himself
old
united.
buddy Clarence.
Clarence Coon ass Thomas too. You know what I'm saying? Those are the times. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not Jesus. I'm not here to save everybody. I'm not here to save everybody.
Oh no, And this is definitely a clear example of all skin folk is not kin folk, okay? Because Clarence, he's one I just really don't understand. like I feel like I do understand it, but I also don't understand it because, like, you know, we was talking about we don't want to start from the bottom. Clarence started, you started from the bottom, essentially, right? He started from the bottom. And then he made his way up through opportunities that were provided to you by one, civil rights movements. The, what is it, DEI helped you.
Affirmative action.
Not to say that it, you know, not to erase, because his argument is that he would have gone and made it anyway. You are absolutely right, Clarence. He could have. I think he could have, if we're being honest, because, and that's a conversation that we have to have. Because a lot of people think that our entrance into places or spaces is because of DEI. No, our entrance into spaces and places because we had to earn that shit, like really earn it. Because if they were going to be giving anything, if we can look at the history of America, if they were going to be giving anything out for free, they for certain wasn't finna give it to a nigga.
Like, yeah, you want something.
So I'm not going to diminish. He had to... I think that him going into the schools that he went to, he definitely earned it. Where I find what I find problematic is in that is that you got those opportunities, left your community, and okay, that's fine because I wouldn't expect you to still do the same shit you were doing before. But it's like you forgot that no matter how much you know, or what you do, whatever the accolade is, you're still not part of their club.
Yeah.
And they've shown you that.
Yeah.
Your party that you doing all this coonery for, all this tap dancing for, is the same one that's throwing out the idea that maybe we need to reverse the loving verdict. Right? And you got a white woman at home.
And I ain't gonna lie, respectfully, he could have did better, but that's another conversation for the other day. I'm like, that's the one you chose?
Is that not the pattern? That's why I don't never feel bad when I see one with one, because I'm always like,
that's the one you chose?
That's the one you chose? And don't let her have a lot of work done, because I'm be like, you know that don't pass down, that lip filler don't go to the baby. You know that, right? Your baby gonna come out looking like a little alien because it's gonna look like the mama's original face.
Listen, Dr. Miami couldn't do nothing with that one, all right?
That reminds me of when I saw old buddy, one of the red pillars, one of the popular ones. I saw him in Florida, actually. Byron.
The African dude.
Yes, I saw him in the airport and he just happened to be with one of his women.
Really?
Not a bad bitch. And I was thinking to myself, Byron, you might have to start showing them. People might think that you are associated with these beautiful ladies that come onto the podcast and pretend to be dumb for ratings.
Yeah.
But in person, these is not your bitches. This is not a reality for you. And he's probably like 5'4", 5'6".
No.
He's short. He's not tall at all.
No.
He's not much taller than me. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I deflate him. I'm going to give him 5'7".
I was about to say, damn.
I'd give him about 5'7", because I'm thinking of like the woman that he was with was very petite, but she was super short. I was taller than her. I'm 5'4¾". Okay. So he wasn't much taller than me. He's not a 6-footer at all. So y'all are sitting at your homes behind a computer taking advice from a nigga who really can't pull no bitches at all. That's the truth. Because he might have looked at me and not have been interested, but believe me, babes, same.
Nah, don't worry.
Same.
Don't worry.
Same.
Comment section will agree with you. Ain't nothing.
Right. No, he's not touching no pussy. I don't know whatever he's telling y'all. He's not. Nobody's letting him touch no cat.
That's crazy.
He ain't getting no bitches.
That's terrible.
That's funny to me. That's a true story. That's real true.
Well, for the world to know, just know Byron from Fresh and Fit.
He ain't getting no bitches. Not in real
without
life.
No money. If he got it, he paid for it. He tricked.
He better be getting a whole lot of money. Otherwise, he ain't gonna have no bitches. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They out there selling lies and dreams. Do not listen to them niggas.
Yo. Yeah, if you get a chance, go ahead and watch that. There's a pot there's a documentary on Netflix about the Red Pillars, and he's one of the people that's on that one. It's very
Oh, yes, he
interesting.
is.
Yeah. Did
Yes,
you watch it?
he is. I watched some of it. I didn't finish it. I did see it, and I'm telling you, I've seen him in person. He ain't getting no bitches. Like, I understand how he got down that path.
Yeah, me
Somebody
too.
red pilled him, and then he found his way into it
Yeah.
because he wasn't getting no bitches. He's actually who he needs to see, or who he didn't want to see, or whatever way you
Yeah,
look at
I
it.
get what you're saying. He's advertising to
Himself,
pretty much. There you go. There you go.
he's doing the back call for
Yeah,
big boys.
yeah,
That's
yeah.
hilarious.
That shit crazy, man.
Yes, it is. If you knew these people that you were following in real life, that's what it falls down to. If you truly knew these people, you would stop idolizing them.
This part. That's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, because Byron ain't getting no bitches. That need to be on a t-shirt.
Hell yeah, and that's how we're gonna end this all off right here. Shit. Adjustment. It was good to have you on here.
Oh, thank you for
True.
having me. That's fun.
Of course. Now we're gonna do this again.
Oh, boy.
If you like, share your socials. I know you're doing some other things.
Well,
Stage on that.
I know I am. I'm not doing any acting, but I am doing comedy. So you can see me somewhere in Charlotte. Maybe I'm gonna start hitting the road. But if you want to see me on the internet, it is big underscore Jesse. But the S's are made out of fives because somebody already had that. So
Big Jesse with fives.
yep, big Jesse with fives.
There you go. All right.
Yes, thank you so much.
Of course, man. Show some love. Once again, appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, folks. So we out. Stirring the Pot Talks. You already know. Check it out on socials, Instagram. It's on the TikTok now. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get on the wave. Facebook. Check it out. And as always, peace in. In and
Same.
out. Magic hands.